Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, OKN. 7:06, happy Friday. Justin, Mamie, Bill.
Happy Friday.
Apologies. I had to clear my throat because of crookies.
Crookies.
These are a French delicacy.
So they started in France.
Okay.
And it's all the rage. It's been all over Instagram, viral thing. And so it's a croissant and a cookie.
Mm.
Chocolate chip cookie, to be exact. It's called the crookie.
I feel like I would make this up at my own house.
You think so?
Because I'm big on leftovers, right? I'll put a concoction together. I'll pull the stuff out. While this is presented in a way professionally, thank you, Sweet Cakes, by the way, it is certainly something that in the late night of the hours, one evening, I could see this
combo.
You would
come up with that?
I could see this combo being made.
I'm surprised you hadn't done that yet. Cookie dough and some croissants.
I probably have. I just didn't name it.
Yeah.
The cookie seems pretty good. Is this in celebration of you going to France or what?
Yeah. Well, she reached out and said, hey, I got this new thing.
I got these new things to try.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. I'm going to Paris so I can practice eating crookies before I go.
So you got these yesterday. Now, you said warm is the way to do these bad boys.
They suggest eating them warm or room temp. I put them in the fridge overnight so they wouldn't get stale, but
we can pop them in the microwave. But don't bother me.
They're fantastic. They're absolutely good. It's like chocolate croissant, but then it has that extra little cookie. That little over the top. So she only makes a dozen of these a day.
What?
Yes.
That's it?
Yep. That's it.
So it's like first come, first serve.
Yep. So they sold out in an hour yesterday.
I would imagine so.
So get over to Sweet Cakes if you want to get your crookies.
Sweet Cakes, Torrance Chapel, Catawba, Exit 28, Corntown. Try the crookie. Would love to hear if there's other bakers too trying the cookies.
Yeah, I would love to hear that too.
Only 12 in a day. There's a lot more than 12 people in the area. My goodness.
There's a whole lot more than 12 people in the area. So you got to get in there quick.
Hey, I saw Sherry Berry yesterday.
You saw her?
I did. Well,
in the elevator?
Okay, I didn't see her. I saw her on my timeline.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see her on my timeline. I saw someone who took a picture of her sign on my timeline, and she commented on it.
No, she posted it.
Or she posted it.
Or whoever does her social posted it.
Do you think Sherry does her own social?
I'm going to say yes.
Sherry Berry?
Yeah, she seems so grounded. No pun intended with the elevator stuff, you know.
Oh, gosh. Good one. Nice.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that was... Bill, that was a joke. She did it. But Sherry Berry's not currently an elected official, right? She's former.
No, she's former.
Is she running again?
I don't know.
Is she trying to make elevators great again?
I don't know what she's trying to do, but...
Do people take elevators anymore?
Yeah, lots.
Still strong on the elevator
game. Yeah, they're not hurting at all.
The whole walking thing didn't take off.
No, nobody wants to take the stairs. I will say, though, we've mentioned my pal... It's the state you're in, which is a meme page about all of North Carolina. So when she posted this to Facebook, she tagged that page in it.
She meme trolling them?
No, because she loves them. Mm. And so I just sent him a message and I said, I couldn't be prouder if I was your own mother. Sherry Berry.
You can now write home. And
I feel like famous adjacent just because.
You know, Sherry Berry does... promote what I think every North Carolina really wants, and that's just a good time in an elevator.
That's it. That's just having fun. Wants. Yeah.
And then in Charlotte, the draft was last night. Did you watch the draft?
I didn't. I just caught up on socials this morning.
Mm. I watched it. I don't think I saw an actual Carolina transaction take place, though they hopped into the first round.
Oh, yes, we did. Right there at the end.
Right at the tippity end.
When I tell you I went to bed probably – right after the Ravens pick, which was 30th.
Yeah.
And then the Panthers traded up to 32.
Okay.
That was kind of a bummer. I could have definitely dug in for 10 more minutes.
Yeah,
I could have made it. I just didn't think we were going to do that.
Yeah, I fell asleep because I wasn't expecting it either. I was out probably, I think it was like...
We got our guy though, man.
12th or 13th pick, I think I went down.
Sure.
Did they get? 10 o'clock. They got a wide receiver.
Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, from Gamecocks.
Yes, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I know Mr. Russell's happy.
I'm sure he's going to be happy.
A lot of people happy. I'm happy. I like the guy.
One of the all-time studs, I think, that...
I love him. Wait until you hear this man talk.
I saw the video. Yeah. I saw the video. Somebody else from South Carolina Gamecocks that I'm still excited about, I think has tremendous potential. I hope he does really well this year. J.C. Horn. I really want to see... I thought... I was really excited about him coming to the Panthers. Thought he would have been the difference maker, the transition from the Luke Kuechly era of the defense of the Carolina Panthers to the next. I thought J.C. Horn was going to be that guy. Hopefully, still can be. Hopefully, he still can be. We need a wide receiver on offense. But anyway, in Charlotte at Dilworth Neighborhood Bar and Grill. You ever been there?
I have not been there.
So we went there 1 year for New Year's.
Nice place.
Long time ago. Long time ago. It's been a while since I've been there. But they had a sign out front. Please let the coach and GM pick this year. This was yesterday in celebration of the draft. And Dilworth Neighborhood Bar and Grill is right there on Moorhead.
Oh, yeah.
So it literally leads right there near into the stadium. Yeah, it leads right toward it. Very long-standing, popular place. And I guess Tepper was driving past, walking past, riding a horse past. I don't know. But he came in to the bar and said, hey, who do you think we should pick?
Oh.
Came inside and asked a question.
Is the C outside sign, sir, is the GM in here?
Right.
Is the coach in here?
Let them pick.
If not,
yeah,
then none of your answers are here.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Tep asked you to make the first pick. Who are you going for, Bill?
I like who we got. I like this guy.
You would have picked him, or you're just saying we are okay with this. We green light this.
I'm okay with this for sure. I'm excited.
Because we want a wide receiver. We want more offensive players. Is that why? Or is it him?
I think it's him. I like him. Okay. I like him as a person. I think he's got a good energy around him. And he just feels Carolina, you know?
Mm.
He's got a major accent. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I'll pull up a soundbite here in a little bit.
Okay. I'm
doing some other behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mames, out of all of the draft conversation, out of all of the Carolina Panthers, what do you care about?
I just want to get points.
Okay.
Whoever they get, can they get points? That's it. That's all I care about.
That's really...
Great cash, homie.
I don't even care if they win that much. I just want them to get some points.
Well, no. We want them to win.
I do want them to win. I'm not trying to like overwhelm them with things that I want them to do.
All right, so let's start with a touchdown.
Just get some points.
Yeah, and then we'll work our way.
And then we'll work our way up to wins.
All right, Mamie's going with the theme, it's still early.
Is it still early? Yo, yeah. No, we're good. We're going deep first play, and everybody's going to be high-fiving. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's it.
So Bryce Young's going to throw a touchdown pass first play of the regular season 2024-2025.
That can be my hot take.
Okay. Let's get a parlay on that.
What's the over-under on that one?
Of the legs.
Stop saying parlay like that. I don't think you're using the term correctly. Let's parlay on that.
Yeah. Right. Again, I'm speaking pirate code.
I love it.
It's time to negotiate with your leader. That's what I typically interpret parlay as. That's where I'm at.
I'm watching too much Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's really it. You wanted to talk about the crookies at the next break, but we talked about them
already. So I guess we're good then. Just sit there and eat.
Next break, we sample a crookie. Is that what we do?
I already ate one. I think we've already done that too.
Did I do that? Yeah.
Steve Urkel.
We're getting ahead. Yeah,
That was Urkel.
Is that Family Matters?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
You a fan of that show?
Big fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, Stefan, when that whole Stefan thing went
down. Oh, you like that? No, I didn't like that. No.
Well, I liked it until, like, all of a sudden they were cloning people, and then Stefan, like,
it becomes
its own being, and everyone just accepts, and the girl goes with him. And it's like, what about Steve? You know, Steve really put in these hours.
Put the time in.
And hours of time. I know because it was on, you know, every week for 30 minutes. You time that out over time. That's hours.
Hours and hours of time.
Putting in work. And then all of a sudden, here's Stefan, the better part of my jeans, my Madonna, taking it away.
Did I do that?
Nina's Boutique. Elizabeth coming in later on.
Yeah.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Today's going to be one of those days you look out the window and say, it looks like it's going to rain. Cloudy and gray overcast day awaits us for our Friday. Temperatures will warm only into the middle and upper 60s. A small rain chance overnight tonight and late this afternoon could even be a sprinkle or two. Temperatures overnight will fall into the mid-50s. For our Saturday, we'll hold on to some cloud cover, but temperatures will warm into the middle 70s. From the WSIC Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Daniel Cruz.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Friday. You know, people are going to be traveling this weekend, probably.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. It gets wild
just
out there.
Just in general. No matter, I mean, coming shortly or going longly. Is that the way you describe going short distance along?
Sure,
long?
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's ask Jeff.
RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, yesterday was absolutely wild on the streets, overturned tractor trailer, all that good stuff. What do we got today?
Well, there is an accident in Mooresville. If you're going 77 southbound and get off at exit 36, there's a two-car accident up at the top of the hill by the light. So just be aware of that if you're going from Troutman or Statesville into Mooresville. Besides that, I haven't heard of any other accidents. 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. Things were flowing pretty good this morning, and same way with from Charlotte up to Statesville. 77 was looking good. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any other problem except just the accident there at exit 36 southbound.
Today's Friday, ICAT's going to Hickory today. Only a dollar to get from your front door in Iredell County out to Hickory and a dollar back. Jeff, we appreciate it. There is an accident, unfortunately, but at least it's not as crazy as yesterday. Is that the way we should be looking at it?
Oh, no. It yesterday, that tractor trailer had 77 north and southbound. There was too many people that were looking at, you know, at what was going on, and so it created a backup southbound. And northbound, or it was backed up almost to Mooresville, so you know, over 10 miles of traffic. So yeah, it was a rough day yesterday, but hopefully today will be much better.
All right, that sounds good, Jeff. It's okay. We'll move past the trauma. And we'll keep going. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, Jeff. RideICATS.com. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too, sir. Sound like, you know, I felt like I had to talk him through, like on the couch, like yesterday. Yeah, I know it was bad.
Yeah, it was
I
tough.
It was tough.
We're going to get through
you
it.
You did really good, though, yesterday, Jeff. You did.
But
really
also be home by 2 p.m.
Please.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Oh, buddy. Hey,
is that
okay. Word of the day? Friday, presented by Merle's Fest yesterday through Sunday.
Started yesterday, still yeah. Going on through the weekend.
Still happening.
Good
great
time yesterday too. Check out the WSIC socials.
You should. Ben Daniels got some great shots.
Great.
I was like, who took these photos? He was like, I did. I was like,
I know. It's like somebody knows what they're doing around here.
What a skill!
Amazing.
Yeah. Shout out Ben Daniels.
Hope he had a great time there. He did see Old Crow.
Oh, cool.
And that was the goal. Young Nelson, Willie cool. Nelson's
oh,
son.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Today's word of the day is signet.
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 Like signature.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah.
It's like it just got cut off.
Yeah.
It is a noun. For those following along at home, S-I-G-N-E-T. S-I-G-N-E-T.
Hmm. Is this like a signet ring? Is that how you spell signet?
Yeah, that's what came to mind.
Is it a signet ring?
It is a signet ring.
Or is it signet ring, like with an extra N?
There's no extra N, I don't believe, and I do believe that you are correct on the signet ring.
It's a symbol. Oh, that S, that this is signet, or that this is not signet?
Both.
Dang. All right, I'm going to need a sentence.
No, I think you're on it. The ring had been passed down from generations and bore an intricate intaglio signet.
Oh, intaglio should be the word of the day.
I've
never heard that word.
Oh, yeah, intaglio.
See, look forward to. I'll answer this by telling you a story. Okay.
Oh,
Demi believes that she should have been born in the 1920s.
Oh.
She'd live in that era.
Okay.
She'd be all part of the big hat crowd, all that kind of stuff.
The big hat crowd.
She wants to be a part of that.
Okay.
And
the depression.
No, 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 no.
Meant to live during the depression.
Roaring 20s. The roaring
20s. The stuff that all happened before the depression.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
The good time.
Me, I think I would have done better in medieval times.
Oh, really?
Indeed.
I don't know why, but there's don't throw it against me from putting somebody's head in the guillotine and pulling the lever and letting it chop. You know what I mean? I think that that just... Okay. That
you
just,
got that in you.
That's just... I don't know why, but like back in the day, carrying swords and knights and all that kind of stuff, right, kind of gets me excited.
I just drop it. I don't sharpen it.
No, 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 no. And I use the tomatoes and the watermelons to sharpen it.
Correct.
It's got the acidity.
It is what it is.
You've thought about this a little bit.
So the signet rings that kings used to wear or royalty would wear or leaders would wear would bear some type of symbol on it.
Uh-huh.
They would stick it in the wax
right.
and it would make the symbol.
Yeah.
And I always made that. I was like, I could do that. I could sign a letter.
I could do that.
I could stamp things.
Stamp. Right. I'm good at stamping.
So you would go back to medieval times.
To stamp things.
To be a stamper.
Yes. I would be the court stamper.
Man.
Forget the jester. That guy's got some problems.
Right.
The court stamper, safe. You ain't got to try the food to know if it's poisoned.
Right.
You ain't got to tell jokes to everybody all day long and worry about getting fired.
Fair.
Killed. Not just, they'd just kill you.
Yeah. And I don't think they fired.
No, they wouldn't fire anybody. You just dead.
Back then, you had two options of communication, face-to-face.
By raven.
And letters.
Yeah.
That's it. Job security, baby.
And
that's
you need that stamp on those letters.
And you needed the stamp. And somebody had to make sure that stamp didn't get stolen.
Essential personnel.
Signet.
And I think you also have a pretty, at least a higher likelihood, if there was like an overturn of power, maybe they keep you on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like you transition like, the guard.
Just
like,
get the new ring.
Right, yeah.
Start stamping.
Nobody can do what I can do on this team.
Correct.
So just keep me around. That's it.
He's absolutely right.
It's about convincing them that nobody can do.
You got to sell it.
Yeah, right, right.
You definitely got to believe it. You're putting a lot of eggs in on one basket.
Yeah.
But that would be me. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Bill, you got a time you think you do good in a different time than now? You ever thought about that?
You never thought about it?
No, I mean, I could definitely see myself. I mean, I'm an anytime kind of guy.
Right.
You put me in there, I'm a plug and play.
The 80s.
Yeah. Hey, I'm there.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah, you did great in the 80s.
Like when I bet like when Super Nintendo first came out, aerobics.
Take off. Yeah, I should have been around.
Been killing it.
That would have been Bill right there.
Yeah.
Forget what's the dude's name? Simmons?
Yeah.
Richard Simmons?
That would have been
Bill.
Shard.
You know, he's back on Twitter.
Yes.
I did hear that.
Solo, though. He doesn't have like a PR guy. Like, so he says that openly. He just is taking the community by the horns.
That's what I would say if I was a PR guy.
Yeah. Me too. This is all me.
It's just me. It's not AI.
Nobody's helping me.
It's definitely
just me.
Not AI.
It's just me.
I had some concerns about AI. I don't think I'm the only one. I think I saved the article. Where does it at? Oh,
it's
yeah.
At the very, very bottom.
What's in your AI tool belt? Yeah, this was crazy. Okay, so we talk about like the fake stuff you see on the internet. So
there's no fake stuff on the internet. What are you talking about?
Well, that's also true. The Bill, and you're going to Baltimore, aren't you going to Baltimore?
Yes, sir.
So you got to be careful up there. So a Baltimore County principal was caught on recorded audio making blatantly, we'll say racist and anti-Semitic because that's what this article says online. After investigation, the audio was fake.
Oh.
AI generated in a plot by the school's former athletic director.
I saw this.
To get rid of the principal.
I saw this on TikTok. So yeah, so the actual somebody from the school, like Baltimore County superintendent or somebody, was on TikTok like making the official announcement that this was AI. That's crazy.
They went to TikTok to make the announcement?
Well, I mean, it was on TikTok. Oh. They probably went to like, yeah, an official news source to say it, but it was on TikTok where I saw it last night.
Are we in the era of AI warfare?
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, this is a slippery slope here. We are done. And so it was done by another administrator, so not like a kid or anything?
It was the athletic director against the principal.
When it says former, I'm assuming because they got fired.
Got
that's
clipped.
Why they're the former?
Yeah,
yeah.
Likely. There's probably a vendetta here in some way, shape, or
man,
form.
Man, that's awful.
Yeah, we're going to have to put this in the follow-up folder. I want to know what caused this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Let's get an follow-up exclusive
see what
interview.
Happens over the weekend. Can we get an interview?
Hey, does your AI in Baltimore, the same AI we've got here in North Carolina?
Right.
I think so.
Could you see kids using this against each other? I mean, now you're talking about, like, you know, some he said, she said stuff on everything.
Yeah.
How do you know what's real?
You're right.
Well, there were all those things going on. Was it Taylor Swift? It was somebody that there were like fake pictures going out.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't see.
Yeah, right.
Somebody saw
one. I don't know what you're talking about. I may have heard.
What pictures?
You've heard about it.
AI.
It was a trend.
Yeah. So I guess it's a thing that people are doing now to try to get somebody. But that's awful. That adults do it. I expect kids to do that kind of stuff. Adults though, they can be awful.
I'm trying to think what the solution is here. Like. Just always be on record. I didn't say that. Just say like you didn't say it. Like, should we talk more?
Right. I wonder how good the AI thing is. Like, does it really sound like him?
Like, is enough of my voice out there that they could take my AI?
Oh, yeah,
take
yeah,
my
yeah.
Voice.
Yeah.
I got this whole dialogue. I got this whole thing of you talking to yourself.
Oh, yeah, you hadn't heard it.
Okay, that happened too fast. I didn't know. I hadn't heard it. But it wasn't me who said it.
Right.
Right.
Although it probably wasn't me.
Can I just start using the, I didn't say that, that's AI.
You can just start taking my clips.
Wasn't me.
Just use.
Rob.
We should do a show in AI.
Rob's like, who spent all this money at Nunu's Boutique? I don't know, it was AI, it wasn't me.
It was the card.
Somebody's hacking me. Somebody's
up.
AI is if they're trying to get me.
Oh, at least they delivered the clothes to the closet.
Here. I don't know how that happened either.
Sickos.
Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique going to be joining us. She's got an event this weekend, the Italian Coast event taking place.
And she has a great giveaway going on with it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Great giveaway. So
Nina's Boutique is also the sponsor of Teacher of the Month here at WSIC. So each month picking a teacher. We're coming up on the end of the month.
Yes. So next week we'll pick the next winner.
Woohoo.
Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday's the end of the month. We'll pick the winner. So get your entries in if they are not. If you have already entered, you still have a chance to win.
It's free to enter.
It's absolutely free to enter.
You go to WSIC News. You can go to the website. You can go to the Instagram. You can go to LKM Memes Instagram. And you can register your favorite teacher. Or if you are a teacher and you just want, you know, it's okay to ask for love. Yeah. Or ask for help.
People enter contests for themselves all the time.
Ask for free stuff.
Yeah.
Bring some joy to Tuesday for you.
Oh, yeah. And Tuesday. It's going to be a good day on Tuesday. It's not your favorite day, but it will be on Tuesday.
It makes Tuesday better.
Mm-hmm.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Friday to you. Plenty going on over the weekend. If you need something to do or when you're out and about and you're wanting to find a good deal, well, you go to the WSIC News app because there you find all the local deals from all the great businesses around the community that are offering you some discounts and pretty cool stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Tabawak this weekend.
It is this weekend.
What's the deal on Tabawak?
What's the deal? What do you mean? What's the deal?
Like what? Where is it? It's in Cornelius?
Yeah, downtown Cornelius.
Downtown Corntown.
Downtown Corntown.
Yeah.
What do they do there for Tabawak? What is I hear Patrick Reynolds talk about this all the time.
Some concerts. I feel like Tabawak last year was where I saw the kid band.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were they called? Man, I should know this.
I don't know. I just remember when you sent me that video, I said Emmy's never leaving the house.
Right, because those kids could play.
It was like a 12-year-old shredding the guitar. I was like, dude, no. This is no.
Yes, they were very organized.
Go ahead, Noah. Go have fun. Emmy, sit down.
Right.
Yeah, it's a super fun event, too. Live bands, local artists, vendors, all of our favorite vendors that have been here talking about, you know, local. Nina's will have a booth out there. Lake Norman Local's going to have a booth out there. Mm. You know, Love Square One. Bell's Box.
Does Elizabeth's event for Nina's Boutique coincide with Tabawak? So, simultaneous there too?
Tabawak Saturday, Nina's event Sunday.
Oh, so double party
so
weekend.
Good time weekend.
Two parties, big parties this weekend,
Okay.
Yeah, my cousin's coming to town today. I went on and on yesterday about how fun Tabawak was, and she was like, wait, is that Saturday? I was like, oh yeah. Sorry. But go to Nina's today because she'll be there.
That's okay. Tabawak going on Saturday in downtown Cornelius. So it looks like they had two stages of live bands, 100 local artists, local craft breweries, food trucks, two epic kid zones.
Oh, wow.
Got the bouncy houses and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I wonder if we'll have the foam party they've had before down there. Have your kids gotten into that?
Yeah, a little bit of the foam, actually.
Yeah, Layla got into that.
Actually, it's a little messier than you'd think it would, you know?
It's quite messy, yeah. I don't have a little kid to get in there, so I just let Layla go play in it. She had fun.
She's a little kid.
Yeah, basically.
So this also will likely affect traffic downtown. So if you are trying to drive through downtown Corntown, you're probably going to need alternative routes.
Between 2 and 8, I think, is what time it is.
On Saturday. Kind of prime time.
Yeah. So it'll be a good time. Great weather this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Good time to hang out. It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. Go out there, buy some stuff, hang out, listen to some music, eat some good food. They always have really good food trucks out there. They're going to have a pet zone this year. So it's going to be a good time.
A pet zone?
Yeah.
Do they have they not let pets in the past?
No, they always let pets there. Yeah, they may. They've had petting zoos at the second Friday festivals before, so it may be some sort of little petting zoo area. So it's gonna be a good time.
So let's see. So there's Taba Walk Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nina's
Sunday. Italian Coast event is
there's
Nina's.
Also correct. Mooresville Day is this weekend in downtown Mooresville.
Mooresville Day, and you also have concerts on the green coming back to the town of Davidson.
You also have a sinkhole in Mooresville.
You also have a sinkhole in Mooresville.
Don't go hang out there this weekend, though.
I haven't been by the sinkhole. I've only seen the overhead pictures. I haven't done the drive-by tour yet.
To go see it?
No. Where is this at?
Is it a tire store in Mooresville? Yeah. I feel bad for that business, though. I think they're going to have to close.
I'm pretty sure that Mooresville, at least this tweet I see from WBT Cam Man Ron Lee, this is what he's claiming. This is his tweet. A Mooresville business owner forced to close after a sinkhole opens up threatening his property. Now the town has stepped in and purchased the building. But there's more problems than just on the surface. My story below.
Yes.
I like that double part.
I do like that.
Yeah,
like
that was creative.
Too. That is a huge sinkhole, though, in front of this store.
That's pretty big.
Anytime you see some sort of sinkhole or cracks in the surface pavement, it's usually an indication of some type of subgrade issue. Mm-hmm. So you can remedy the top, but until you get into the bottom and the root cause down there, you're not going to solve the problem in its entirety. So props to Mooresville. I hope they get this one figured out.
Me too.
Well, that's what I'm questioning right now. And look, I don't know anything. I don't know nobody. I ain't talked to nobody.
Speculation.
100% making it up on the spot, direct news. Why would the town buy this property if it had a sinkhole? Because it ain't worth much if it got the sinkhole right now. You got to do a lot of work to it.
Is it so that the town can use its money to help fix it?
Yeah, but like, okay, my water heater goes out of my house this weekend.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
I'm saying.
You calling out the town to see if they'll replace your water heater?
I'm saying. I didn't buy the property with the sinkhole.
I don't know. I know that this sinkhole has been a problem over it. Like, they've tried to fix it. The business owner has tried to fix it over and over and over, and it has not been able. So maybe
the earth just keeps eating.
Maybe it's some infrastructure that the town has something to do with. A
bunch of
crookies
just going in there.
Yeah. How do you fix a sinkhole?
Maybe the town does have something to do with it, and they got to cover this up right away.
Oh, no. I'm not putting that out there. Yeah, that's not me. I didn't say it either. I didn't say it. Bill's starting.
I am, and I apologize,
man. Because we love Mooresville. But
I do love Mooresville.
How do you fix this thing?
No, I got questions. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, we like Mooresville. I just think it's interesting that the town would buy the sinkhole property.
That's my best guess. There's something with, like, I don't know, water, pipes,
but Cam Man Ron Lee's tweet is also a little bit...
great name, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to keep saying. Cam Man Ron Lee.
I get a name
now
like
the
that.
Town has stepped in to purchase the building. Did they not purchase the sinkhole and they just said, wait, we'll take the building. We don't want the sinkhole?
I don't know.
Or do they believe the building's going to fall in the sinkhole, so they're going to go and
maybe
buy that
maybe that's the issue. They're worried that, like,
and take the insurance money.
No, not like that. But they're worried the sinkhole is going to expand. I don't know how sinkholes work. I don't know where they come from. I think it's just magic.
I think typically it goes down. Like, things just go down.
They don't spread wider.
It's typically a subgrade issue.
Bill with the knowledge. What?
What the dog doing?
How do you fix a sinkhole, though? Do you just put dirt in there?
I usually put water.
No, that's not it.
And a little bit of dirt, and then you just mix it up.
Yeah.
And then you swim in it.
And it's now got a pool right in the front yard. They don't even know.
Pools are expensive. You got to be careful. Expensive. You know what I mean?
Build itself.
That's
you're making money.
Can we just do a conversion on the zoning, and then all of a sudden we got a community center? Pool. Maybe that's the play here. We're going to convert this to a community center.
Yeah. I did see Davidson. Oh, I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay.
I think they have plans for a community pool in Davidson.
Really?
At some point, yes.
No.
But I'll have to find the right article. Yeah.
No.
I think I saw that.
Davidson ain't welcoming people like that. Come on now.
Davidson loves everybody.
Oh, I know Davidson.
Everybody's welcome in Davidson.
I know everybody's got a big tree heart in Davidson. I know that. I'm just saying in general, like, they're bringing that much people into Davidson to come swim in a public pool. I think they have a public pool, don't they? In Davidson, there is a swimming pool there in Davidson. I've been there. I remember it back in the day.
Where is it?
It's like right off of Davidson Concord.
Is that like actual Davidson
though? It's near the campus.
Oh.
I think it's like a mile away from the campus. Yeah. It's like a hidden pool. I'm going to have to go find it. I don't think it's that hidden. I think it's public. But there is a pool there. At least there was. I just kind of pulled out a childhood memory out of my brain for a quick moment.
I feel like I saw it, but I could have also
dreamed. You saw the memory?
I feel like I saw an article, but I also could have dreamed it. So.
I was going to say, that's impressive that you saw the memory. I was like, that was in my head. I don't know. How the heck does that work?
Our brains have not connected in that way just yet.
Is the sinkhole AI generated?
No, it's real.
Okay.
It's real. It's not AI generated.
Is it AI generated? And is the government trying to take away all financial ability of every single person in the entire world?
I am the Senate.
Because Bill, you familiar with MetaMask?
Yes.
SEC announced yesterday.
What?
Self-custody wallets are up next.
For what?
They're going to shut them down.
What?
That's they're coming after. Self-custody is the only way, baby. They're check it out on the sheet. SEC announces accusing MetaMask of unlicensed broker-dealer. And then they put out a bunch of warnings yesterday about companies that are basically acting as money exchangers that aren't registered.
I like how you told me to check out this article and it's just a sentence.
It's a sentence. Yeah, I have no context. I don't know what's happening over here.
That's all the news you need. You don't need nothing else. You just know what this means.
I don't know what any of this means.
Okay, so basically MetaMask is a form of...
So, Mamie, I have an app on my phone that is MetaMask, and I keep currency on it within that app that is mine. I can control with it. I don't need to go to a bank. I don't need to do it. I can send it to anywhere in the world I want right now. The U.S. government is now saying that you ain't going to be allowed to do that.
Oh.
You can't self-control your money because they own you. So.
What?
I'm just letting
I don't like the way that sentence sounds, buddy.
That's the practical side of it. They don't like self-custody.
I don't like the way that sounds.
They're dropping I do have to say this, and you guys know I'm not political, right? You guys know I have no opinions as it relates to the political sphere. You know, I just, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. The rulings from different sub layers of the executive branch that have come out in recent days are mind boggling,
and they're
dropping them every day in a bunch of different ways. I think the EPA came out with a bunch of crazy regulations yesterday. The FTC and the non-compete situation is huge.
It's wild.
There's also some FCC stuff that's been going on. There's a lot of those subcommittees that the executive branch is on blast on regulation right now. We're about to see regulation continue to go up and through November. This is my theory. I'm going to throw it out there. Democrats know they can't win, so they're going to do everything they can to dump every possible thing on before
November. But is any of it going to stick?
Well, so that's the thing, is the next administration, assuming if it's President Trump, will spend a significant portion of time deregulating all this stuff they're putting in.
So it's just like building up a dam, right, that he'll have to.
Executive orders, every single group that comes in following can remove and change and do their own. Huh. It's a game.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Friday, dude. I almost said Little Friday. It's not Little Friday. It's early Friday.
It's Big Friday.
Big Friday. See, the federal government's hiring?
No.
They definitely are.
They are.
Bill's on the phone, so I'm going to wait for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit here and look at each other until he gets done.
Well, we watched the video once, and you claim that there's AI in this video here.
They're wearing these sunglasses that just look like painted on.
I don't know.
My favorite part whenever Bill can get free to play the video is how they put the sunglasses on together. It's real artsy looking. I don't know why that was needed.
Federal government made a new job posting yesterday. I think this was on Indeed. Let's go and play the video that comes along with it.
The way they put the sunglasses on.
I'm Joe Biden. I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm Ed Markey.
We're here to share some exciting news with you. Americans can now apply to join the American Climate Corps.
Those who become American Climate Corps members will get paid to fight the impacts of climate change while learning the skills to be part of tomorrow's clean energy and climate resilience workforce.
Right now, we're recruiting for more than 2,000 positions located all across the country. To apply for an American Climate Corps job, visit climatecorps.gov.
We're counting on you.
Does anybody feel bad for Joe Biden that he has to talk?
Does anybody feel bad for the American people right now that we have to listen to these bumbling buffoons? Is that?
I just feel like all he wants to do is just sit down and eat some pudding. They keep making him stand up and talk.
I thought we were going to K&W.
Yeah. That's all the guy wants to do.
I'm not a racist, but was Ocasio-Cortez there leaning a little bit too hard on the Hispanic? Did you hear her little inflection there? Isn't she from New York?
She leaned into it.
She leaned into that thing right there. She ain't from New York with that accent. Come on now.
Oh, wow.
So I go to climatecorps.org just to see this website they got going on here. Advancing sustainability solutions with organizations as we foster emerging climate leaders.
Well, you know what?
What do you know?
I don't know anything. I really don't know much.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
That's the real problem with that conversation is nobody knows anything. We're all making it up. At what point do we assume? It's like evolution. When do we assume that was just right? What happened to creationism in a conversation? I'm sorry. I'm looking for a trash can over there.
It's over here.
I'm trying not to.
You got it?
I missed.
Nope.
There you go. See? That's my life right there.
Yep.
I missed.
Yep.
That's the problem with the climate conversation. There's no amount of money we can spend. There's none. I don't argue that the Earth's getting hotter. I'm
the Senate.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there are people who are out trying to do good things to help the environment, right? Recycling's a good thing. Nobody can say that that's a bad thing. There's lots of, like, good things and good efforts out there. Like, the Catawba River Keepers, I think.
Oh, there's a lot of good things like that.
Lots of good general things, like, even locally, that help the environment, that help keep our rivers, our oceans and all that kind of stuff clean. Like, that's all good things. We're not saying that that's bad stuff. I think it's just everybody's, like, what they're focusing on right now is so off center of what we need to be focusing on. And maybe it's just there's too many things going wrong right now.
Again,
I don't know.
There's a lot of assumption that what they're saying is true and it's accurate and it's actually going to make a difference. That's right. The problem is that no one is challenging the premise of the conversation in what is the goal here and what are you doing?
I just feel like money is just being thrown at things where, like, is this really going to make a huge difference, the 2,000 people that they're going to hire and pay whatever they're going to pay
it's
them?
It's not. It's just they.
Great cash, homie.
It's that. It's working for the government is what it is. I did have a thought. One thing that was interesting when we talk about, you mentioned recycling, this is where my mind went. Earth Day, there was the Earth Day Jam happened here at Robbins Park. Corntown right. put it on. Mecklenburg County Waste was there, recycling center, somebody from Mecklenburg County Recycling. They said that they're about to launch where you can even recycle food waste.
Oh.
And I said to them, I said, well, isn't that now like pretty much like just trash? Like, I could just give you guys my bag of trash that has my food waste and all that. There, he stopped for a second, kind of looked up to the sky. Yeah. So it's like now recycling is just another trash department.
It's just another trash. Now,
because of what you can give them, right? Like, if you can give them food waste, you're like, well, wait a second, that's just my trash. That's just regular trash.
But food waste, is that just like just food, or does that include like the papers and stuff that
paper is recyclable?
No, that's true.
So if you ate a muffin and you got the wrapper from the muffin,
throw the wrapper in there?
You can recycle the wrapper then, technically, right? Because the paper was already recycled, but the food waste is what was stopping you from recycling, but now they'll take the food waste.
Okay, well, I don't know then.
So we're converting all recycle centers to trash dumps.
It's just all trash.
It's all trash. Yeah. We burn it or bury it or send it on the ocean anyway.
You ever seen the trash mountain heading down around 485?
No, where's that at?
Like, if you're heading to Concord around Concord area on 485.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Bill?
I have not.
I have not either. I want to see this.
You seen a landfill? Park?
It's got
a
rides?
Landfill, but I just driving one day and Katie was like, look at that mountain over there. I was like, oh, that's trash. That's trash.
Are they on the ticket or the coin system over there at that theme park? You know, that makes a difference.
Yeah, probably tickets. Season. Yeah. Probably tickets.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they get their money.
Hmm. Well,
and their rides because it's trash.
It's a combination of both.
What do you want to talk about?
I got a list here to talk about.
You got a lot of stuff on here.
Well, it's overwhelming, everything you just covered there, because I want to break it down, but the more you break down into it,
the more ridiculous it is.
There's more.
The more ridiculous, and you have a choice to either get, like, very upset.
Yeah.
Or, like...
I'm trying not to get upset right now, by the way. I'm trying.
Or, like, or just move on.
Well, then here's the problem. I got deep into my timeline last night.
Yeah, I can tell. When I woke up this morning, I could see that you did. There was no room for me to put anything on there this morning.
It only goes deeper. You know, when I start having, you know, tweets from Edward Snowden on here, that's when you guys know what was Justin watching last night. Here's the funny thing. It was just the NFL draft. I mean, that's all it was. That's what I'm watching.
All this stuff just comes to you, right? You don't go out searching for it.
I don't seek it out.
It comes to you.
It gets put in front of me. That's what makes Twitter crazy. I will say, from a news perspective, Twitter is doing more news than anybody.
Yeah.
They're putting out ridiculous amounts. The amount of stories. But again, the problem is, what's even real? You were talking about in the Three Stooges climate hoax video, the AI glasses were there.
It did look like AI to me. Or just the drama that they put the glasses on with, too. I was like,
it made it look cool.
I guess they're trying to look cool. That's what it is.
If you were president, would you ever refer to yourself just by your name without saying I'm president?
No.
And it's not an ego. I don't mean it as an ego thing.
No, I think it's just so he just refers to himself as just Joe.
Well, he said that in the video, so I'm Joe Biden.
Oh.
Like, yeah, dude, I know who you are.
Definitely Joe Biden.
This is definitely not AI Joe Biden. I'm the real one. Maybe that's why he has to say it.
You think he has a stand-in every once in a while?
Something. I don't know. I just like, my heart goes out to him.
I know. Bless his heart.
I do. I just feel.
I don't wish ill on the guy. I don't wish ill on the guy either.
I know people get so upset. I mean, the political climate is just so, you know how much I love about talking about politics, sure, too. It's one of my favorite.
If he fails, the country fails. And I don't like that idea. I don't like that mantra.
But yeah, I just feel like somebody should be like, dude, just go sit down. Just go sit down. It's fine. It's fine. We'll figure something out.
It's kind of embarrassing that everybody's okay with that, him as a leader right now.
Yeah.
What you think? Bill? You've never been big on the politics. And I know Ben Daniels, too. He's never been. Every time I try to talk politics with Ben Daniels, like, I don't care.
No, I actually do like talking about it. It's just one of those things where
people get emotional.
No, you come down to the conclusion, like, there are obviously some people playing a different game than the one
I'm just trying to live my life.
I was trying to play.
Yeah, I'm just trying to buy groceries on Saturdays, you know what I mean?
Right. And I think that's my issue, is that there's so much going on, big things that need to be solved in the country right now, not even the world, but just, like, within the country right now. And I just feel like the things that have been coming out, at least that we've been talking about here on the show, have just felt like so off center. It's like, if, you know, I need to save money, and then I'm going out and just
a climate corp.
Right.
That's how you save money.
Right.
Did you see that somebody forgot to put their cig out in California?
No.
You didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that was crazy too. That's a big deal.
They doing time?
I imagine there's going to be some level of investigation. Somebody's going to jail for something on this. Or for
that's a big fire.
Or for insurance fraud.
This was started by a cigarette?
That'd be my guess.
Oh, that's just your guess.
That's my guess. Like,
this actually had more than one sentence. I couldn't read it fast enough to figure out. I didn't look at this one.
The Oceanside Pier in Oceanside, California caught fire yesterday. So this is like a big, this is like a historic kind of ocean, you know, front type place. Like, this is actually like a venue. So originally construction 1888, originally known as Wisconsin Avenue. The pier was demolished by winter storms in 1890. Reconstruction 1893. Current location on Pier View Way, and it's a big pier there. It's got an amphitheater, venue for events, Junior Seau Beach Community Center. Shout out to Junior Seau.
Shout out.
As also referred to, Beach Recreation Center, 17,000 square feet.
Wow.
And this thing is just on fuego yesterday.
That's a huge fire, yeah.
And that's in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
How are you stopping that?
Well, I mean,
it's a wood pier.
Water below it, so I guess it just eventually.
Well, the pier is done, like, is what that means, I would assume, right? Like, I don't know what today looks like on it.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a while before anything's there.
But this also came simultaneous to reading the original Smokey the Bear story with our kids and at home.
There's an original Smokey the Bear story?
Like, yeah, where do we get it at? Man, I'll have to ask Debbie where we got it at. Yeah, so it was like the it was at Earth Day. There was a vendor there who it was the National Forest Reserve. There, the Forest Wildlife Refuge were there, and they had the books on. Sorry, they had the books on the original story of Smokey the Bear, and it's funny in the it's a comic book. And it's somebody with a cig in the comic book was like the first iteration of the story of Smokey the Bear. Only you could prevent forest fires. And it was
don't
like literally
smoke your cigs in the woods.
It's like the dad next to the camper with the kids in the back, like, and the wife like yelling out the window.
But what year no was the original Smokey the Bear? 60s, 70s? What
it's
do you
like
think?
Late 50s, 60s, I think. I could bring in the comic. I
everybody
should the
smoked
answer.
Back then. That was just
that's what I mean.
Part of what you did.
The doctors would be sitting at the table.
Yeah.
You've got cancer.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah. That's or they'd be in the airplane all together. All right, Johnny, take your seat.
Oh, do you remember you could smoke on airplanes?
Oh yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, we used to smoke in the bowling alley. Like, what? Bill, pick it up.
That's Morning Pep Talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay? And why you didn't even let me start? I couldn't even get going yet. 8:06. Happy Friday
sorry,
to
this
you.
Is what happens when I eat chocolate in the morning.
Clearly a wild day. There's certain jobs I say to myself, you know, I could do this, I couldn't do that.
Stamper,
I could
be a great
do.
Stamper.
Climate Corps, I'd be fired.
You think you'd be? Oh no, you wouldn't be good fired. At that. Okay.
New job potentially. Don't know if I can handle this one or not. I don't think I could.
Okay.
I don't know about you. They found a dolphin. Shot. Have you ever seen a dolphin or heard of a dolphin getting shot?
No.
That's how they're hunting them these days.
Hunting dolphins by shooting?
I don't know. A dead dolphin with multiple bullet holes was found in Louisiana.
I also didn't know dolphins were in Louisiana. What? Surprised me too. Where are they living?
Are they
in
not
Louisiana?
Gulf based?
Yeah, they're in the Gulf.
Okay.
This is crazy. I bet you couldn't do that.
I couldn't do what? Be
hunt,
a dolphin,
hunt dolphin
or hunt dolphin?
A hunt dolphin.
No, I couldn't. They go fast, and they only come out of they only like pop their head out of the water every once in a while.
Shoot them. Are dolphins acceptable to hunt?
I don't believe so. Frowned upon.
Yeah, I would say probably not.
Especially so what's like you, like why did tuna why does tuna like be okay but dolphin not?
Bad PR team.
Yeah.
Like the team pro dolphin hunting has
yeah,
not
done
a good
a
job.
Good job. The dolphins have done a good job positioning themselves as
adorable.
Cute.
Lisa Frank
smart,
helped them out a whole lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Too lean of meat.
I don't know about that. I don't know what they taste like, but
that's my point. Is have we tried?
I have not ever had dolphin. I wouldn't know what it tastes like.
Okay, you go to Asia, because I'm sure you can find dolphins somewhere in Asia, yeah. Right? You go to Asia.
Find them in Louisiana.
Go to Louisiana. You go to your local spot, your local watering hole. They slap a tray right on front of you, like as mm-hmm. part of, you know, like, you know how here in North Carolina we have like a bowl of peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
There they got a roll of dolphin rolls.
Little bottle nose.
Yeah, little bottles.
Yeah, would I eat it?
Would you try it?
Probably. I wouldn't have an issue with it.
That went too easy. That was too easy right there.
Sorry, I should have said no. No. No, I would never. Never. Dolphins, no.
It seems like worth a conversation. Should we be eating more dolphin?
No.
No, I don't think
so. It's probably not good. That's probably why it's not popular. But I do agree with Bill that their PR team has done a good job making them
you think this
adorable.
Picture's AI?
No, I think that's a real dead dolphin there on the shores of whatever. That didn't even look like a beach, though. That's what I'm saying. That looks like the swamp.
I'm not going to show the picture of this dolphin.
That's probably
no, don't.
Better.
But it it's looks frightening. Like it's just on like the edge of the lake or something, you know? Looks like it could have swum up at Ramsey Creek Park.
Is the why did this end up on my timeline?
I don't know. I don't know what happened
you
with your timeline.
See how deep the rabbit hole
this
continues
to me
go.
Not to go to bed before 9 o'clock at night.
to make sure you fill up the sheet. Yes. Is that really what it's about?
Yeah, this is the lesson that I've learned today.
I mean, what was somebody doing in Louisiana that they shot the dolphin?
That has to be hard. Like, I think Bill, was that sound clip you played? Was that from
Bill's on the phone?
Oh. No, Bill's on okay. the phone. Sorry, I'm blind. I can't see him.
It's okay. I can answer for you. What's your question?
The sound clip you played, there's that show that they would shoot alligators. Do you remember that show? And I can't remember what it was, but Katie and I were big fans of it back in the day when it came on.
So like the like Swamp Kings?
Yes. And I've they would shoot
on Discovery Channel.
That's how they would hunt the alligators. Yeah. They would shoot them. Yeah. They would shoot them, Yeah.
Are dolphins endangered?
I don't think they're endangered. I don't think they're endangered either.
Do you have to have a license?
I don't know how that, I don't know how any of that works. I don't know. I've never even been to Louisiana to find out.
And I'll be honest, I'm not anti-dolphin. Dolphins are actually my second favorite water creature.
What's your first?
Orcas.
Orcas.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dominant.
Free Willy.
Super dominant. Yeah. Dolphins being my second most favorite water creature. But just curious why we've never, you know, investigated more on.
I'm sure there are people that eat dolphin. I'm sure it's a delicacy in some.
You think so?
I'm not. Okay. I won't say I'm sure. It's possible.
Let's see.
It's possible. I always thought mahi-mahi was dolphin, though. I don't think it is, though. I think that was, I was missing.
Oh, yeah. In some parts of the world, Japan. And the Faroe Islands, dolphins are traditionally considered food.
Yeah.
I've seen the Netflix documentary on that. It was absolutely terrible.
On what?
Were they in Japan where they put them into a cove and...
Oh, and they capture
get them all. This is a wonderful Friday show,
this
by the
great.
Way.
This is great. Hope you guys are enjoying this. It's 8:10 in the morning on a Friday. We're talking about dead dolphins. This is great. This is great, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
There's another job that I was getting to because I know Bill's on the phone, but I was really wanting to lead into this next job of... Could you, one thing that I've, a job that I've, I think I if I could go back, I would do it purely because they do it right. Could you be a dentist? Do you think you could be a dentist and be inside somebody's mouth and doing all that stuff?
Nope, because I have issues with like going to the dentist myself.
Yeah.
And like, have your kids gotten to the age where they're losing teeth yet? Probably not.
No, we're getting close.
Noah might be really, really close. Like when Katie would have a loose tooth, I couldn't pull her loose tooth. I couldn't be anywhere near it. We would go see her Uncle Mike in Concord,
yeah,
and he would pull the tooth for her. Bill, I can't handle it.
Bill, I'm glad you're back. So where we've landed at is what I was really leading to. Would you rather have to kill a dolphin or perform a root canal on your significant other?
Dolphin.
Bill?
Yeah, I'll do the dolphin.
Dolphin, yeah.
I don't want to...
Can't handle
hurt
teeth.
The significant other.
It's not even about hurting them. I can't just can't handle teeth. Grosses me out.
The teeth does.
Yep. Yep. All those germs.
If the significant other needed it and wanted me to do it to save the dolphin, I would do it.
What if the dolphin wanted you to do it?
I would have to consider the dolphin's feelings. And put one right through his eye. I'm sorry.
But it's funny, though, when you think about just, like, the fact of, like, it's a dolphin. It's not like the dolphin is some crazy animal, right? That, like, it ain't like your neighbor's dog.
Right.
But it's just...
Which would you do? Dolphin or give Demi a root canal?
I am the Senate.
Man, that's a tough call.
That's a dolphin, isn't it? Dolphin all day.
I wish it was easier than this.
It's like Sophie's choice.
I'd do the dolphin.
Yeah.
Unless Demi needed the root canal, and then I could just do one for fun.
Oh, that would be fun for you?
I think I could handle being a dentist.
You could?
I think I could I could be all, you know, open your mouth! You know?
If I'm talking to somebody with spinach in their teeth, I have to walk away.
Even stronger pediatric dentists.
Yeah, no, I couldn't
even
do that.
Stronger, uh-uh. Those ones.
No.
Kids like screaming in your face.
Could not do that. So Katie has asthma. It was a lot worse when she was younger. She had to use an inhaler 2-3 times a day sometimes. Yeah. And it turned out that the medicine on the inhaler was like staying on her teeth.
Oof.
And she had 9 cavities.
Oof.
When I had to take her to the dentist. So That was about a trip
9.
About
I'm trying to remember what my record was. I think mine was 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had, like, one time I think I had, like, 4 cavities simultaneously to them wanting to pull, like, 2 teeth.
Yep.
Like, what is it? What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have the wrong mouth?
Well, the dentist was like, does she brush her teeth? I was like, of course she brushes her teeth. I didn't know what the issue was. We found out later it was the inhaler, so then we just had her make sure she rinsed her mouth after she used her inhaler. But, yeah, That was a great mom moment in my life. But yeah, she had to have a couple pulled. They wanted to do a root canal on a baby tooth. I was like, nah, we're not doing that. Just pull it out.
Just get rid of
Sorry.
It.
Sorry, Katie. I love you. But we got her all the happy
Have you
gas.
Had a root canal?
I've never had a root canal.
I had one. It's terrible.
It sounds terrible. No, I had to get a crown put on my tooth, and I had them give me like sedation just for that because I can't. I have dental issues. My teeth are fine. I have issues with going to the dentist.
Moral of the story, let's not shoot the dolphins.
We're not going
to
shoot
dolphins. No, we definitely don't want to. That's sad that popped up on my tongue. Yeah. That was when I reached probably rock bottom last night when I saw that one. That was when I decided I need more Ritz crackers. That's what I did after that.
The cracker of the millennial.
Yeah.
Nothing a quick refresh can't solve.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18. Happy Friday. Would you believe me if I said almost said Monday right there?
Oh. Don't do that to me.
Could you imagine?
No, can't imagine.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, how are we looking now?
We're looking pretty good. There's no accidents to report. 77 southbound, there's some few pockets of heavy traffic, but nothing major. Might have a little slowdown in Huntersville, but everything's flowing pretty good. 77 northbound out of Charlotte, things are looking pretty good. You might have a little traffic up around exit 23 in Huntersville, but most everything's flowing. And then secondary roads, Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So praise God, it's Friday.
There you go. Yes. Absolutely, Jeff. You're a big Chapel Hill fan. Drake May, third overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft, going to the Patriots. How you feeling?
I think that's pretty good. And I do like the pick that the Panthers did with a receiver out of South Carolina.
So, oh, yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, they're going to have to be patient with Drake May. You know, I think he might need to sit a little bit and not just throw him in the fire there, but I think he'll do well.
So like what now we wish we would have done with Bryce Young, basically with the Panthers, and let him just kind of hang for a little bit. Is that the thought for Drake too?
Yeah, I think if you could do that, I think it helps but of course I'm not the one making the decisions, right?
But you should be, you should be, Jeff.
Everybody should just take Jeff's opinion on
That's
everything.
That's it. RideICats.com. Jeff, we appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend, sir.
Yeah, I hope that you guys have a great weekend, too.
All right. See you, Jeff.
Take care. All right, bye.
RideICats.com. Going to Hickory today. A dollar from your front door. Dollar on the way back. Killer deal if you want to go out to Hickory. Elizabeth, she's going to be joining us?
She is at 8:30.
Okay, 8:30. Okay.
Yep.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
That's the kind of football I like.
Throwing footballs over mountains?
That's Napoleon Dynamite clip. Uncle Rico?
Yeah.
Back in 84.
She knows her football.
I do know my football. Back in 84.
Did you see anything standing out? Caleb Williams obviously went first pick. Where did he go? I have the draft recap, Bill. Go ahead and pull that 2024 draft recap. We're going to talk to Joe Berg, WSIC sports director at 8:45, and Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, after we connect with Elizabeth Nina's Boutique at 8:30. But I did want to go ahead and give you guys the recap from the 2024 NFL draft. And there's a video, Bill. We can play this video. Let's go ahead and run this thing. This is kind of overall summary of the entire draft is what I've got going on here for us.
Yep. You don't really see too many people with a double-breasted zip-up, so I went double-breasted zip-up, chrome hearts, stacking the chrome hearts from
the fashion
smallest to largest. I got it on the pants leg. I got it on the back as a monochrome. And then I got,
subtle.
Oh, nice. Just very subtle. Nothing, no big change, no anything like that. Classy.
Couple of thoughts here on this one. Couple of thoughts here. Double-breasted zip up. Very Mike Jackson or Michael Jackson-esque. I don't see that often.
The double-breasted is coming back, though.
The double-breasted is coming back. I can confirm that. Mm-hmm. The double-breasted zip.
I'm a big fan.
You like the
of
zip?
The zip?
The double-breasted?
The double-breasted, I'm down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm down with that,
you
too.
You like that?
The zip is the part I'm confused on.
Right.
Well, that's just a fashion choice. That's the way you subtle. Feel like going. Something subtle.
Probably the bigger thing I noticed from this video
is how big Cam Newton is.
Cam Newton is big,
He's giant.
As compared to Caleb Williams, who just got drafted as the number one
we'll
pick.
We'll never appreciate. I mean, that man, those were the good days.
I mean, even Caleb, even thinking about Bryce Young, you put Cam next to Bryce.
I have heard that Caleb Williams is a lot smaller than everybody thought, and he's not much bigger than Bryce. But it's funny how Caleb's like a no doubter, and yeah. Bryce is like,
yeah,
I don't think he can survive. You know,
just. Yeah.
Cam was looking good, right? I mean, is Cam trying to play at all anymore?
Oh yeah.
He's still trying to play?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't mind it for the right price.
Yeah, I think he would play. I mean, we gave him what $1 million for four games or something like that. I think.
Yep. I think I found a little clip of Xavier Leggett's accent. Do you mind if I try to run this?
I would love if you.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it.
A little easier for my family to come watch me play, so that'll be great. That's just them telling me that they want me on their team, man. A lot of coaches came and hollered at me before and after this process here, man. A lot of them, man, they say they got a buzz in their facility for me, man, and I'm just ready to see where I'm going to land.
You're taking a pitch or catching a short pass or catching a deep ball. What would you say are the best parts of your game that help you get into the end zone so often?
Oh, man, I say the deep ball, man. I can get the ball in my hand, I can get it to that end zone.
I love a good country, man, country boy.
I love that accent, yes.
That's a country boy right there.
That is deep country.
But that's what we want.
Old boy.
We
yes.
want that because yes. you know he's going to work hard.
Yep.
You know yes. he's going to play the game.
He, don't know, he doesn't know another way.
He just wants to play football.
He just wants to play football. Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
It.
That's it.
Been playing his whole life, and he wants to keep playing.
I love it. I just want all the interviews with the Panthers, just him, just straight him.
And I'll be honest with you, as a Panthers fan, I get a little hype when I hear, I love the deep ball. Yeah. You want the deep ball? We going to actually throw the deep ball?
I probably have to say the deep ball.
First play of the game.
Let's go.
Right there.
Second.
First, second, third, and fourth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Excited.
Touchdown. Are we going to get a touchdown, or are we going to only get field goals this year?
How many season tickets are going to sell just from that?
They'll get a little bit of hype back from him. It's still a question. Bryce has been pretty quiet behind the scenes, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's just kind of been quiet. I mean, that's just kind of, I think, his demeanor right
sure.
now. You see, the thing that I think the Patriots are going to do probably a little bit better job of
PR.
Than the Panthers is I think they are going to not only wait until Drake May is ready, but they're going to wait until the team around him is ready versus what we did with Bryce. I think we had a little bit of maybe Bryce was ready, but if the team around him is not ready, it's going to be hard to look like a team.
How are you feeling about the coaching unit at the Panthers now?
I mean, I'm choosing to be optimistic. This was the guy I kind of wanted us to pick, so now I'm all in. I am all in.
The wide receiver or coach?
The wide receiver.
Got it. Yeah, why not be all in? We need to throw the ball. We need a better offense.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm excited. We have many pieces to fill, but this is I think we hit here, hopefully.
How about the running back position? We got anything going? Anything cooking?
What do we have cooking at the running back? I mean, all of our positions are need a boost.
Except for quarterback? Is that?
We'll stay where we're at with quarterback. But.
All right. We'll get a little bit deeper of analysis with Joe Berg, WSSC sports director. I have no doubt that he, watched the draft last night. I also caught, the Carolina Hurricanes game last night.
How did we do?
We won.
Excellent.
So first round in the playoffs, Carolina Hurricanes now up 3-0 against the Islanders. If we win the next game, then we advance because four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We would sweep. And then we go to the New York Rangers if they win. And so are we prepared physically to brawl it out with that kid from the Rangers?
Right. All I know is you see that 79 or whatever number he is, step out.
They know what number he is.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. It's this guy who's just staring at you and not the puck.
Yeah. Every time, too.
He's like 22.
Will we see a brawl if the Rangers and Hurricanes
No, but I think it will be scrappy. I mean, playoff hockey, if anybody hasn't watched playoff hockey, I do recommend it. It does have a different feel than
they fight
than your regular hockey, but it just
more
scrappy,
fighting?
Scrappy sport. It's just a scrappy sport.
Yeah. It's physical.
And they usually let a little bit more go. You know, everything's just amped up in the playoffs. Mm. So it is quality TV and it just keeps going. There's
hockey
no
compared to football, which in this day
I
and
want
age,
no problems.
is with more physical?
I want zero problems with either of them.
Which one's more physical?
They both are. I mean, the moment of physicality, when the moment comes, it's the same. One person's on ice, though. I'm no good on ice.
You throw that X factor in there.
Yeah.
But I've seen some of those football players. I don't.
Big.
The mass thing.
Could you imagine Julius Peppers running at you? What if Julius Peppers is running at you?
Yeah, I'm
just going to lay down.
I'm looking right. I'm looking right, and I'm.
What's that signal they do for fair catch? I'm just going to start waving my arms in the air.
Right foot in the ground, violently stick that left foot in the ground, and I am going around him to the right.
Okay. I thought you were going to hold your position.
Yeah, I thought you were lowering shoulder.
Nope, I'm digging to explode.
And taking charge. That's violent what I with the ground. You were going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. I think hockey sometimes is more physical than football.
That ice factor, you know, just having to skate while you're doing it too.
Yep.
The other difference is...
And it's like a head down sport.
Well there's a lot of stop and go in football.
Yeah. Sure.
There's less of that in hockey. They stop in hockey, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But it just seems like in the moment of play,
right,
there's a lot more stop and go in football.
Right. Agreed. 100%.
Catch my breath.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't do that in hockey. Oh, right. I just got checked in the glass. Now this tall dude's coming to punch me in the face.
Well, now I have seen like, oh, I'm dropping back. Oh, I throw it, but oh, I get hit a little late. No call, but I guess
soccer.
Second down. Now I got to do it again.
I do love soccer for the drama. They get knocked down.
That's why you watch it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the acting.
But that's what's great about football. It's like a mono, e-mono, like beat your matchup.
Sure.
Right? Look across, beat that man. Okay. Hockey's a little bit different mindset, I imagine.
Okay, if you're going for the mental aspect of it, arguably even tougher, golf.
Yeah, it's just you and you.
Yeah.
You're your only opponent.
Who are you going to get mad at?
That's right.
Goku.
The ball.
That's why you got to break clubs.
That break clubs, that's it. Mamie knows.
Still a little upset that Nintendo just letting Microsoft do its thing, like, and push them aside. I'm a little upset about that.
What happened?
What?
I don't know. Just Nintendo's really, I feel like they've given up the fight, like on the gaming console system thing. I don't think that they're really doing what they should be doing.
Your brain needs to be looked at.
Nina's here.
She is? Elizabeth's here?
Elizabeth's here. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
She's next.
I am the Senate.
Italian Coast event happening this Sunday. Taba Walk on Saturday. A lot going on in downtown Corntown. She's also a sponsor of the Teacher of the Month.
That's right.
Winner gets picked next week. You better register now.
There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
You can dance, you can jump.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy Friday to you. Elizabeth of Nina's Boutique joins us now in the studio.
Thank you so much for being here.
Celebrating Mamma Mia Italian event this weekend.
Yeah.
Can I call it the Mamma Mia event? What do you want me to call it?
That's what we've been calling it.
Mamma Mia.
We're 2 weeks out from Mother's Day, and we had the idea to have a gorgeous floral installation. And it's all lemons and like Amalfi Coast, like we're whisking you away on vacation.
You come up with some cool themes and concepts. Is that what you really spend most of your day doing? Is just like dreaming up of these?
I don't want anybody in my house. So I do it at the store.
That's fair.
You know.
So your event's happening on Sunday. You've got a lot of giveaways going on. So Nina's Boutique in downtown Corntown, Sunday, Mamma Mia, Nina's Boutique. What time is the event at?
It's at noon to at 6. Noon. Mm-hmm. It's a drop-in. So anytime you want to come after church, after brunch. But I will tell you, you're not going to want to eat too much before you come.
Ooh.
Because Babe and Butcher is catering it. Mm. And we've got Sealed with a Kiss Bakery doing these gorgeous macarons and with limoncello.
Macarons.
Little test tubes of limoncello and mini cupcakes. And it's going to be amazing.
How many people are you packing that place out with? You know, the fire marshal's not listening. So
yeah, well... I love my fire guys. they'll be in and out. They'll be all over the sidewalk. Yeah. It's going to be gorgeous.
Sidewalk, you have that great little patio area at the front of the store.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Plenty of space to hang out and lounge.
Lots of place to hang out.
And this time of year, right? So is this a spring style vibe? It is,
100%.
Does that mean the spring trend clothes are in right now?
Yes. They are in full force. Lots of florals, bright colors. Mm. Even if you can't go on vacation, you can pretend, you know, like
I'm
probably not going anywhere this summer, but I'm going to be living my best life.
That's right. You're going to look like
in my cute little sundress.
That's right. That's right.
If you want to live your best life, you can do it with these wonderful prizes that Elizabeth and Nina's Boutique has given away. So let's walk through that list.
I went and I got 2 VIP, tickets to Mamma Mia on June 23rd. It's the Sunday. It's the last day of the show at the Belk Theater.
I see what you did now. You tied it to the giving away so people can go to Belk Theater.
And I believe it's 25 years. Like, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary this year. And then $250 gift card to Nina's, which everybody loves that.
Of course, who doesn't?
Everybody loves that. And then one of my closest friends in the small business world, Joanna, is giving away a limoncello candle from Love Square One.
You know, lemon's my favorite flavor.
Well, she poured it special for our event, and it's so yummy.
Yeah.
And then, and we have a new small business out of Charlotte, and she does Brazilian opals, handmade sterling silver, real gold.
Wow.
And she's giving away, as part of it, a gorgeous sterling silver bangle with real opals valued at about
Someone's going to be decked out if they win this.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Great giveaway.
Are these
probably
individual?
One of your biggest ones that you've done. Yeah. That I've seen you do.
Are these individual giveaways
That is one big giveaway, about 900 bucks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
One person's going to win all of that. So that's a great giveaway for you to enter. You can give it to your mother. You and some mom friends can go out. Lots of fun.
Well, mom night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom's night.
Well, ladies night.
Yeah.
Mama Mia's.
Yeah. And the floral installation, and then Charlotte the Figgy with Michelle will be there. She's bringing this, she does it like no other. And Val from Floral Expressions, you had her on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
She did this amazing floral, like, lemon tree, and it's all the way up the window. I mean, it is like...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, if you just want to drop by and, like, take photos, like, that is, like, a... lifetime chance of like
take your Mother's Day photo in front of this beautiful floral lemon tree that Val
Bring
designed.
The kids.
Mother's Day is not this weekend though.
It's 2 weeks from now.
Okay,
so you've got some time.
Yeah,
that was close.
This was the only weekend I could do it. We've got those music festival next week, and then the following week I have to be at Carowinds for a band competition.
You're all over the place.
You are. You're the busiest lady I've ever met.
So when these kind of events like Taba Walk's going on this weekend, how does that affect your business?
Okay, so I sponsor Taba Walk.
Okay.
I'm one of the sponsors of Taba Walk. And that, I mean, long before I relocated to downtown Cornelius, I mean, I was always really into Taba Walk because I think that that's a great event. They've grown. They're, the 2 stages, the kids enjoy it. Like, you know, you've been, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's even better now that I'm right there because we set up and I'm like, oh, there's my store.
Yeah.
And I can literally see it from where we set up. I'm like right against the town hall.
Do you bring some clothes like to your booth?
Yeah, I actually set up
a
huge like 300 square foot space with clothing and jewelry and everything.
One thing, and this might be just a guy thing, I don't know. I don't try on clothes when I go to the store. You know what I mean? I kind of just like hold it up.
Yeah, that's
and
a guy
see.
Thing.
Do ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I have fitting rooms.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
At your booth, you'll have fitting rooms.
Yeah, I've been
doing
festivals for like almost 30 years. So festivals.
You have a fitting room at Taba Walk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
a cooler.
Because it wouldn't be Nina's if there wasn't a cooler.
Because there's, I got to be out there. It's hot.
How could someone win this over $900 value giveaway, which is a huge giveaway?
Super simple. Don't want your firstborn. I already have 3 of my own children. Just need to
It's like comment, tag, and share.
And tag and share. Tag three people. That would be fantastic. Still trying to make people know that I have relocated. So this is helpful. I will tell you that the bot little app that we use does not discern comment from person. So if you wanted to like comment 11 times, mm-hmm. it's 11 entries.
Dang.
Because it doesn't say, okay, well,
sure.
Mamie already put in her three. She can't comment anymore.
I've got like 8 on here already. I
can't stop her.
Yeah. Like, so, and it's good for me too, because the more people you tag, that might be somebody that was like, oh, Nina's. I didn't realize that they moved.
Right.
So, I mean, that's really, really the goal.
Do you find that the ladies that come into, and it's not probably, it's not just ladies. You got guys that come in and you've got some men stuff too, but
where you been?
Yeah, I know. they don't let me out.
I'm bringing her with me on Sunday. Yeah. I already told her.
Perfect.
I have like perfect. 4 shirts I wear like regularly.
And it says WSIC.
And it says WSIC on it. So if we want to do a little co-brand, you know, I might add something to the wardrobe. Right, there, you know? But when someone comes into your shop and maybe they don't have like the confidence about them to find like what's cool and all, like what do you do with someone like that comes in?
Well, you can almost tell with body language. They may not even say it. They might just look like, man, I just had a baby 6 months ago and now I'm like, I've lost some of my style. I don't know what's trendy. I've been in, you know, scrubs for 20 years, like for whatever the reason is. We are really good, not just myself. My girls are incredible. We're really, really good about, okay, are you looking for something for a special occasion? Are you looking for everyday wear? We do great basics. Like my basic game is on fire. Like even this dress, basic but elevated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We just kind of feel them out. We ask a couple questions. It's super simple. We're not aggressive. I'm super like laid back. Hey, listen, do you want a bottle of water, something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk you through like what your goals are today. And if they try something on and it's bad, I will tell them.
She will tell you.
Honesty.
I mean, we probably said that on air last time I was in, but like, that's huge for me.
But is it like,
oh no.
Or is it like,
you look like a potato and not a loaded like baked potato.
Not a good potato.
Like, not like a plate of tater tots with some gorgonzola and like green onion and bacon.
Yeah.
Like,
queen.
No.
The other thing too that I love, I mean, obviously, you know, 90% of my wardrobe comes from Nina's, but when you become a customer, you don't have to have 90% of your wardrobe, right? You can just be a regular customer. And Elizabeth knows your style. So even with me, I was in there and she was like, well, these earrings are more you. Like, she's not going to give me something that's not my style either, right? So she's not just going to try to sell you something that's not going to work with the way you dress.
You want your people to look good and feel good.
And what we're really growing now is the community of antiquity is like, pop in, grab a bottle of water. You just walked the Greenway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, grab a bottle of water on me. Go order some food. Sit on our sidewalk on our gorgeous patio furniture. We have Wi-Fi. Like, you want to work from Nina's? You can work from Nina's. It's a shared space outside and inside. So
it's an experience.
There's been several days. I've just popped by, had a drink with Elizabeth.
There was that morning where you just didn't come. And
that one day. Like, I don't know where Mamie is. I was hanging out.
Nina's Boutique this Sunday. Mama Mia giveaway happening. Check out the Instagram, Nina's Boutique LKN. Go by Sunday. Beautiful space. All the trends. Limoncello themed is what it seems like with the Mama Mia.
Be a good time.
Thanks for coming.
It's going to be a good time.
Teacher of the Month next week, too.
Oh, we love teachers.
Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Friday to you. Someone who knows about the NFL draft last night, if you didn't catch it, you need the summary. Well, that's going to be Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6, p.m. Joe Berg, what's your inside take on the draft last night? Did it land the way you expected?
No, not at all. I really didn't expect to see the Panthers make any kind of moves. And right at the end of the day, as I was about to shut down for the night, is like, hey, the Panthers are trading into the first round. We weren't expecting that. We were expecting a pick today, first pick of the day. But at the final minute, they trade with the Buffalo Bills to get the number 32 pick in the draft. And they went with a wide receiver, Xavier Legette. And I like the pick. We'll see how it turns out.
And how? So, okay, do you think that if we wouldn't have traded, that he would have got taken up by somebody else before we got to him?
Yeah, there's a chance Buffalo would have taken him. They got rid of Stephon Diggs this offseason, so they are looking for a wide receiver. I think the more important to think about when it comes to trading from the first pick in the second round to the last pick in the first round is the contract situation. Everybody that is picked in the first round of the NFL draft has an option to have a fifth year placed on their contract. Second round picks don't have that. So maybe a little contract tactics there, making sure that they can hold on to their receiver for 5 years before having to re-sign him versus 4 years. I think that's really what it came down to.
The first pick of the draft, Caleb Williams. Who succeeds more in the upcoming season, Caleb Williams or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton's not playing, so I'm going to have to go with Caleb Williams.
Cam looks like he should be playing still.
He always looks like he should be playing, but that arm just isn't what it used to be.
After the injuries.
Yeah. He is a classic case of getting injured too much and having a career cut short.
Comparing Caleb Williams to Bryce Young, why am I looking at what seems to be the same stature of person, yet the conversation is different?
They do look very similar when you just look at them as far as height, weight, you know, how they play the game. The big thing is, you know, the analysts love to talk about quarterbacks. And being that Bryce Young is from Alabama, he's going to get a different verbal bouquet than what Caleb Williams does being out of USC. USC known for their quarterbacks, Alabama, not so much. You know, there's been a few, I'm going to call them semi-success stories recently with Tua playing really well. You have Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia playing very well, but there's also the Alabama busts, and it happens all the time. Just look at what happened to Mac Jones, the most recent case of a quarterback busting out of Alabama. But I like Caleb Williams. I don't know if he's going to do better than Bryce Young being his first year in Chicago versus a second year in Carolina. But honestly, I think whoever has the better year this year is going to end up having the better career.
Okay, that's the NFL draft. Anything else that stuck out to you? Number one thing just in this first round or leading up to the, because like the first day, right, is the big show day. Now the time passes, right? It's not like happening minute to minute like as if it was last night. What are you looking for through the rest of the draft?
So the wide receivers are still going to be something that you're going to want to keep an eye on if you're talking about the general draft. It is a stacked draft. Probably rounds 4 and 5 are going to have very talented wide receivers being picked. So keep an eye out for that. Carolina has another pick in the second round, which they will take today. So unless they trade out of it, which the only reason I can see them trading down and trading out of that pick is to acquire a few more draft picks and get a few more players for the team to try and fill some more holes. But that's what we have today for the NFL draft.
Okay. And then this weekend, plenty of other things going on. You've been giving away tickets to the 4Wide Nationals, the ZMAX drag strip taking place all weekend. What else is going on in the world of racing?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm going to be there on Sunday checking that out. I've never been to a ZMAX drag race before. So,
Did you give away the Sunday tickets yesterday during your show yesterday by chance or no?
You know, I didn't have anybody call in. I think everybody was asleep. So,
all right. So during home ad show today, you guys got three pairs of tickets to Sunday, and Sunday is the championship round.
Yes, it is.
And so you guys got three pairs of tickets to the 4Wide happening at ZMAX Drag Strip, giving away today during home ad show. So if you didn't get the tickets for Friday or Saturday's races, don't worry, you can go to the championship on Sunday. Three pairs of tickets they'll be giving away during home ad show.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so NASCAR Cup Series this weekend, what are we looking at?
They're heading to Dover. This is what I like to call the juicy part of the season because we're past all of the weirdness of back-to-back super speedway races to start the year, back-to-back short track races. We went to Talladega, and now we get into the summer swing here. The tracks are going to be different every other weekend, and we're not going to have that giant pack racing that everybody looks forward to until we get a little bit later in the summer back to Daytona. So this is the time where you're going to see your championship contenders really push forward and start to show themselves.
Is your favorite driver still leading? Or you picked up, it wasn't Martin Truex. It was Kyle Busch. Did you pick Kyle Busch? I always forget. Was it Kyle Busch you picked for winning the cup?
I did pick Kyle Busch to win the championship this year. It hasn't been going well for him. But the good news about NASCAR now is you don't have to be good in the first 26 races. You just have to be good in the last 10. So still a long way to go before we get there.
Okay. Charlotte FC, do they have a match this weekend?
They're coming up too as well, Charlotte FC. You know, the season has been not the best. They play NYCFC tomorrow, and they're coming off of a 3-0 loss to Minnesota at home. It was the first home loss of the year, but now they go on the road to try and turn the season around. They're still, when you look at the standings, they're still in play here, but they got to get a few wins in a row under their belt. They continue to win a game, and then they'll draw, and then they'll lose. So there's really no consistency right now. We got to get a little bit of a win streak going to push ourselves farther up those standings and build a gap to the rest of the field so we don't have to worry about the last game of the season possibly making the playoffs, possibly not making the playoffs.
Whether you like Cup Series, whether you like Charlotte FC, WSIC, you're home for both of those wonderful programs, wonderful teams and organizations that you can listen to on the weekends here on WSIC. What else is going on this weekend, Joe, in the world of sports? No basketball, no hockey. Shout out to the Carolina Hurricanes. I imagine all that stuff's over and done with, right? There's nothing really going on there.
Yeah, it's done. We've already handed out the Stanley. No, we got more playoffs coming up. The Carolina Hurricanes took a 3-0 series lead against the Islanders last night, and it was different than the first two games of the series. Carolina dominated the first two games, and even though they went down 3-0 in game two, they still dominated play. Game three, though, the Islanders had an edge in play, in my opinion, but Carolina is just a better team than them, and it showed throughout the 60 minutes of a game. Carolina comes up on top. They go up 3-0 in the series and all but guaranteed to move to the next round now. It's going to take some kind of miracle for the Islanders to pull this one out. I'm pretty sure they're going to be on a crash course with the New York Rangers. And what I've been saying for the past few days is, man, whoever wins that series between the Rangers and the Hurricanes is probably going to go represent the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup final.
Do you think that the Hurricanes have to just mentally prepare for a fist fight with the Rangers because of that kid on the Rangers?
No, you know, it's weird. Carolina and New York kind of have a brewing rivalry. It's not a traditional rivalry, so I wouldn't expect it, but what's been going on over the past few years with the Rangers and the Canes meeting in the playoffs before, with, I'll just say what it is, Northerners moving down to the North Carolina area and people not being happy about that. So there is a little bit of a rivalry brewing between the Rangers and Hurricanes. I don't know if it's going to be the most physical series. It would not benefit Carolina, that's for sure. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. If Frederik Andersen plays against the Rangers like he did last night in game three, Carolina is going to have the edge in the series.
All right. That, along with all your local insights into the sports scene, Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, also producer extraordinaire for the Home Ad Show and all things happening at Studio A in Statesville. Patrick Reynolds, the host of the Home Ad Show, man all over town with Waves Entertainment as well. Patrick, wondering what is on tap for this weekend? I think I heard something about something called Tabawak. What's that?
But you just got to chase Elizabeth to the Nina's Boutique display and you will find the Tabawak. Yeah, point of order, just about the Northerners moving down here to the South. The entire Carolina Hurricanes team organization is a northern team that moved down here to the south. The former Hartford Whalers.
He's right about that.
Moved to Raleigh. So just, you know, I'm just throwing that out there for accuracy. And yes, Tauba Walk tomorrow at Old Town Cornelius. Big event of the weekend. Two stages. Waves Entertainment and WSIC will be there on hand. We got the soundboard, the big stage, the LED walls at the main stage located at the Oak Street Mill. I'm excited for Saturday.
You been to Tauba Walk before?
Many, many times.
What's your favorite aspect of Tauba Walk?
Walking on that stage and seeing that beautiful audience out there. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
What's the downtown Corntown scene been like as Tauba Walk has you know, been about and different iterations and as it's grown? What's it done for downtown Corntown?
It's helped grow it a lot. It's worked in tandem with the intersection of Catawba and Main Street. It's worked with actually Nina's Boutique in Antiquity with the Kane Center. It's turned from a festival location into churning it into an actual walk around Town Hall, Catawba Avenue, Oak Street Mill, behind the police station, where it's becoming not just a site for a festival only, but a community twice a year, spring and fall. And it just... The definition of community is Tauba Walk. My goodness, it has just brought people together, and it's more of an area, a region, and a community than just a festival.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, also with Waves Entertainment, WSIC, going to be hanging out at Tauba Walk in downtown Corntown tomorrow. Check it out. Check out Nina's Boutique this Sunday for her Mamma Mia-style Italian Limoncello event.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.